The first class cabin is the height of luxury. The extra space, the comfortable seats that actually recline the whole way, and the gourmet cuisine is just scratching the surface of the benefits, not to mention the complimentary champagne. It really is the only way to travel. Lady Grace looks out to the window and sees the beautiful deep blue of the Indian Ocean below her. She's been looking forward to this vacation for a while. She's never been to the Maldives before, but even in the lap of luxury, a long-haul flight can get boring. Lady Grace is looking for a way to pass the time, and it appears she might have just found it. Or more accurately, him. A man takes the empty seat opposite Lady Grace. He's wearing sunglasses, but it's immediately apparent how dashing he is. Lady Grace can't help but notice how well he fills out his casual suit. He smiles mischievously at her, lifting the glass of champagne he's holding.
The woman in front of him looks like she belongs in first class. Her summery dress looks amazing on her. And the best part is the way it bears her beautiful legs.
Mr. Mystery has a cheeky smirk on his face, and Lady Grace has a growing urge to kiss it off of him. But she's not about to let him know that just yet.
Lady Grace tries to hide her smile by taking another sip of champagne. Mr. Mystery watches the way her lips touch the rim of the glass. He's jealous. Those lips could be put to much better use. Mr. Mystery raises an eyebrow. She was bold. That was a huge turn on. He takes off his sunglasses and sets them down.
Mr. Mystery shifts in his seat and his shirt tightens around his chest, his buttons pulling taut. She hopes that one of them might pop free and give her a little taste of the broad chest that lies beneath.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are an hour away from the sunny Maldives. I hope you brought your sun hats because it's a scorcher out there today.
Mr. Mystery widens his legs and lets her get a glimpse of the growing bulge in his pants. She feels a thrill of arousal race down her spine.
He wants her. Badly. It's just a matter of both of them getting into the airplane lavatory without being noticed. It shouldn't be too tough. As long as they don't draw attention to themselves.
Lady Grace's heart speeds up with excitement. She nods and gets to her feet. It's only a short walk to the airplane lavatory, but her arousal, heightened senses make every second feel like an eternity. She has to have him.
Mr. Mystery takes note of which lavatory Lady Grace goes into. He waits, glancing around to see if any of their fellow passengers are paying attention. The good thing about being in first class is not being squished in with everyone else. Their fellow passengers are all focused on their TV screens or reading. The flight attendants are busy in the galley. Now is the perfect time. He gets up and follows Lady Grace.
Waiting for Mr. Mystery is nerve-wracking. But that all flees when he joins her. Lady Grace feels him pressed up against her in the close quarters of the lavatory. Their brief time apart hasn't lessened his desire from what she can feel. Lady Grace grabs Mr. Mystery by the shirt and pulls him in for a kiss. The kiss is so good, Lady Grace almost forgets that they are playing a game. Mr. Mystery's hands go to her hips, scrunching up her dress in his strong hands. She could just let him carry on, but where would be the fun in that? She breaks the kiss.
Lady Grace is intoxicating. Her hands flex against Mr. Mystery's chest, ready to control the kiss again. But this time, Mr. Mystery turns the tables. He backs Lady Grace up against the sink and captures Lady Grace's lips in a searing kiss. He's in charge right now, and his sole mission is to make Lady Grace weak at the knees. The only reason he pulls away from her lips is to kiss down her neck.
Lady Grace starts to unbutton Mr. Mystery's shirt. She's not willing to concede the game yet, no matter how good Mr. Mystery's lips feel on her neck. Once his shirt is open, she pushes him away and admires his bare chest.
Lady Grace looks at Mr. Mystery with hunger in her eyes. The game they've been playing has them both on a knife's edge. It would be so easy to forget it all and give in to desire, but he's not willing to be the one to admit defeat.
It's a challenge Mr. Mystery looks like he's more than ready for. He grabs her by the hips and spins her round so they're both facing the small mirror above the sink. Through their reflection, she can see the heat in his eyes.
Locking eyes with Lady Grace, Mr. Mystery lifts the back of her dress and cups her gorgeous ass. The tension between them crackles with excitement as he slowly pushes down her panties.
She grabs the edge of the skin as Mr. Mystery drops to his knees behind her. The touch of his mouth where she needs it most has her biting her lips to muffle her moans.
Pleasuring Lady Grace is the ultimate power, especially since there are people just outside the door. Her quiet moans have him throbbing in the confines of his pants. What they are doing is risky, and that only makes it more exciting.
Mr. Mystery shows Lady Grace just how much he knows her. He makes love to her with his mouth, doing everything he knows she likes. He's playing dirty, driving all thoughts of the game from her mind. She's not sure she cares, especially if he keeps doing that.
Mr. Mystery's need for Lady Grace grows. Her taste, those delicious noises she'd been trying to suppress, are driving him wild. He has to have her. He gets up to his feet and unzips his pants.
He enters her slowly, and she watches the satisfaction on his face through the mirror. It feels so good to know that it's her who makes him feel that way. She reaches back to hold him close.
Mr. Mystery rolls his hips, moving inside her wet pussy. He reaches around to cup Lady Grace's breasts through her dress, playing with her hardening nipples through the soft fabric.
Lady Grace arches her back and moves her hips, hastening the pace. She clenches purposefully around Mr. Mystery's hard cock.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to begin our descent shortly. Please return to your seats.
The time limit only makes things hotter. He slides one of his hands down between her legs to encourage her to orgasm.
Faster! They work together, racing towards mutual ecstasy. It's hard to keep quiet when he's making her feel so good, especially as she nears the brink.